Welcome to The Compiler, a daily curation of tech news. Let's get into it. Sonos just gave us a masterclass in how not to update your app. CEO Patrick Spence is out after a May 2024 redesign that was so catastrophically bad it nearly tanked the entire company. We're talking buggy software, missing features, and a user experience that had loyal customers reaching for their pitchforks. It's a stark reminder that even audio giants can trip over their own cables. The real tech insight here is the danger of over-engineering and feature creep in established products. Sonos, primarily a hardware company, ventured into unfamiliar software territory and paid the price. Sometimes a stable, familiar UI trumps flashy redesigns, especially when your core product is, you know, actually playing music. Speaking of missteps, NVIDIA is picking a fight with the Biden administration over new AI export rules. The GPU giant claims these regulations threaten innovation and economic growth. They're even cozying up to Trump, praising his previous AI policies. It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for them. This move could reshape the global AI arms race and chip diplomacy. NVIDIA is basically saying, nice semiconductor industry you've got there. Shame if something were to happen to it. It's a high-stakes game of chicken with potentially massive implications for AI development worldwide. On a completely different note, Mastodon is going full nonprofit. The CEO is transferring ownership, declaring the platform should not be controlled by a single individual. It's a direct jab at centralized social media and could set a precedent for truly user-centric platforms. But the million-dollar question remains. Can a decentralized network compete with the engagement algorithms of big tech? In other news, Adobe's new Firefly Bolt Create can edit 10,000 images in one click. Graphic designers, I hope you've been working on those side hustles. Blue Origin's new Glen Rocket launch was scrubbed. Turns out space is still hard. And T-Mobile acquired Vistar Media for $600 million, diving deeper into programmatic out-of-home ads. Your commute is about to get a lot more personalized, whether you like it or not. Now let's talk about that Adobe Firefly Bolt Create for a second. If AI can edit 10,000 images at once, how long until we see the first AI-generated film with 10,000 unique background characters? It's not just a shower thought, it's a glimpse into a future where the line between human and AI-generated content becomes increasingly blurred. This technology raises fascinating questions about the future of creative work. On one hand, it's an incredible tool that could streamline tedious tasks and free up artists for more creative pursuits. On the other, it's potentially putting a lot of people out of work. As AI continues to advance, we'll need to grapple with these ethical and economic implications. The Sonos debacle and NVIDIA's political maneuvering both highlight a crucial point. As technology becomes more complex and integrated into our lives, the decisions made by tech companies have far-reaching consequences. Whether it's a botched app update or a standoff over AI chip exports, these choices ripple through our economy, our politics, and our daily lives. Thanks for listening. For more, please visit thecompiler.io.